Yeah, Simon Shin Aleph. But before we start, we had skipped over the last halacha in Simon Reish Tzadik Tes in the Mishnah Berurim. Let us just mention this. This is the last, next to the last line in Simon Reish Tzadik Tes in Mishnah Berurim. Maril hoye mekapel hatales shaloi b'chol meitzoi Shabbos. Maril yistafold his talas meitzoi Shabbos kedelis aseg b'mitzveh miyod. That the first thing, the first dovor shel choyl, he did meitzoi Shabbos, was an aseg ha-mitzveh, and that was the kippel hatales. Now let us go again to Shin Aleph. Let us start from Sif Aleph. Ein lorus b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to run in Shabbos. And we learned this out from a pasuk, v'chibatoi ma'asois drachechom, that the hiluch haderech b'Shabbos should not be similar to the hiluch b'chol, that is a rit de la sokov, and therefore Shabbos it should be differently. Elim kain hu ledvar mitzvah, unless he's running to a dvar mitzvah, kigoin lebeis haknesses, oiki yaitse boy. He's running to shul to come in time for the minyan. So that there's an issa ritzel. Va'osa livsoya yoisa me'amo psiya gasa. Psiya b'psiya achas imem shaloi b'pochets. One should not make large steps. This is an issa of a psiya gasa. And Memison and Dirshu, he brings down from Ramayshem that there are two Isurim. There's an Isur to run on Shabbos, and Ba'etzim, the Isur of running has nothing to do with large steps. One can run with small steps also. So the Isur is the Pu'ula of running quickly. There's a Tosfos HaRosh in the beginning of the second parak in Masechtas Yumim. There the Mishnah says that when there was a Shaila, who should make the Tumas Adeshin, so they used to, there was a pious that whoever ran up first on the Kevesh and reached the Mizbeach, he won the right to be Teirem B'deshin. So the Tosfos HaRosh asks a kasha. We learn out from a posek leisalam b'mailes ha-mizbechi that on the kevish one was not supposed to make broad steps. One had to walk on the kevish eikev b'tzad goydol. That means that mamish one foot was next to the other foot. The heel was next to the thumb of the toe of the other foot. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, that's true, but you can run. They ran that way also. So running, there's a pula of running, which is the action of moving the feet quickly. That is called running. And that is ein lorus b'Shabbos. And then there's an Indian to make large steps. Va'osa, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays. V'hu adin sha'osa likfoitz. One is not permitted to jump or to skip. This is also also. L'davayne, I would think that this Mishnah Berurah should have been said on the Ein Lorus. And the Rambam Taka says it like that. One should not run or skip. So that is in the Oifen. The oifen ahiluch, that means there's an oifen ahiluch of running, that means moving your feet quickly. There's an oifen of skipping or jumping. And then there's a din of a psiya gasa. Psiya gasa is So tsiyagasa means something else. Now one makes large strides, even though he can be walking slow. But they're two different yisurim. So l'chayrem, sha'asa likpoy, it says a b'sashayches, with the Rambam, that he puts it together. The Rambam says, the Rambam says, also loritz or ledalek. And these two things have nothing to do with the psiyagas, and this is our oif and our hiluch. Okay, let us go further. We'll talk about rope. We'll talk about that soon and see if Beis, a very interesting ochus rabbeinu. Yoser me'amo, that with the stride, he should not cover an area more than an amo. Perish sheyehatzi amo bein regel l'regel. There should be a half an amo bein regel l'regel. V'chein regel v'kaf regel achas u'gam kein chatzi amo. That it means after the stride, he is an amo away. That is a normal step. V'zeu ba'odem beinini sheshir psiye beinini sheloi hu amo. Someone was telling me that the normal size of a foot perhaps is between 9 and 12 inches, and that would be very good. We're speaking about an amma between 18 and 22, 24 inches, so it would be very good with our measurements also, that is the stride of an amma. That means that after he's going the step, he's an amma away from where he started from. The brother Magodl v'yosef.
I want an amma and say it's a good stride.
Well, it tells us what it should be. Brother Magodl v'yosef, kifi shir psiye shaloi. But a person who has larger feet, and larger than the normal, so he has a different shir in the psiye gasa. Imev shaloi. But this that means if there are situations which force him to make larger steps, which we'll see later, so then he's permitted to make larger steps. Steve Bayes, Bachurim Hamis Angim Bikvitzosam Lutzosam. Now we had learned the Mishnah Berurah, we learned in the Mahaba, Rita running is also. We learned in the Mishnah Berurah, treats is also, jumping, skipping. This is also, Shalaytei Hiluchach, Bechel Kiluchach Bishabbos. Now, the Bachurim, if you have Bachurim, Hamist Angin, that they enjoy big feet, also, they enjoy to jump, to skip. They enjoy to run. So this is permissible. That means if this hiluch is done la'oinig Shabbos, that is the purpose why this is done. We mentioned yesterday the iser hiluch is because normally the derech ha'odom during the week is to run la'asoto. That is, so that oifen ha'hiluch is a hiluch of chayil. And that, Dovi said that Shabbos, the hiluch should be different. So there shouldn't be a hiluch la'asokov unless it's a hiluch shel mitzvah. But if the purpose of this hiluch is l'shem oinig Shabbos, so then this is mutter. So God, I saw something very interesting in Ochis Rabbeinu, that the Chazayin Ish asked the daughters of the stipler Litvites Bechevel, to jump rope. That he asked. And why did he ask this? Migzeire dein merakdin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. So memele, so the pshat is like this. when they jump rope, the jumping rope was a rhythm. There's a hajman with the jumping rope. That's somebody, there's a hajman. They turn the rope and they jump. There's a rhythm. So this, as Einish said, this goes into the issue of Ein Meragdim. Ein Metapin also not allowed to clap was a rhythm. Because that goes into, there was a Gzeira Mishum Klishia. That means everything that is musical or goes with a rhythm goes into the Sisa of Ein Meragdim. Mashenkin here was speaking about these Bochim, they're just letting out energy. They're just running and then jumping, but not anything.
Like I said, it's going all the way before.
What?
Why not it goes all the way? It means if a guy gets on a Shabbos or something.
Oh, we'll talk about it. When one gets a little older, he has different types of training. Yeah. That is one halachim. V'chein, now it says, V'chein lirois kol dovol shemis angimboi. Now let us see what that means. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein lirois peirish shekol odom, not bachrim, muta lorois kidei lirois dovol shemis angimboi. That means as follows, that this is a bigger Hiddush. The first Hiddush was that the Bochim enjoy jumping, they enjoy running. So this is Mamish Oynik Shabbos. Now, the second case over here, Lirois Kodova Shemis Angimboi, that means someone told them that If right now there's going out of this and this house, the president of the Chmeis, oh, he'd like to see the president. Someone he would like to see, Al Kaponim. Perhaps the marshal is not too good, but Al Kaponim, someone he'd like to see, but he's walking out right now. So he wants to meet this person. He wants to see this person. So he's running to see him because if he's going to walk slow, so really he has no oinig from the running because he doesn't enjoy the running. He's not fit for running, Al Kaponim, so it's not that he doesn't enjoy it. But Al Kaponim, he's running L'Seirich Oinig. When he'll see this person, or so he'll have an enjoyment by seeing this person. So Memele, so that is what the Mechaber was Moisef. Not only Arita, that is an Oinig, but an Arita L'Seirich Oinig Shabbos, is also permissible since Oinig Shabbos is a mitzvah. So Arita L'Seirich Oinig Shabbos is
a mitzvah. No,
I don't know. It may be. It could be. I don't know. Chloe, what you call it? Could be it is a hechsher mitzvah, or could be. I don't know. But that is the chiddush. That is the chiddush of the Mechaber, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. Now let's go further. V'chein muta l'tayil. A person is allowed to walk in Shabbos. Here we have to understand what the Chiddush is. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, afilo im kavanosoi lehis amel ulehis chameim mishum refuah. That means he's walking, he's going to walk a 5-hour walk, and afterwards he's going to be sweated up. And this doctor told them this is very good for him. This is l'refuah. Now, so let us just speak for 1 minute. A person that will do exercises which will bring about that he should sweat. Now, and this is something healthy. So further in Simen Shin Chav Ches, it says, this Chazal Asad Mishum Refuah. Now, what does this mean? So there the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Iser Refuah is Gzeire Mishum Shrike Samamonim, a Refuah which normally is accomplished through medications, through grinding of herbs. So Chazal asked to take these medications because he might come, and if he won't have it, he might come and grind the herbs on Shabbos. So Chazal asked to take these medications. But then Chazal went a step further. If a person can acquire the accomplishment of what the medication is doing without the medication, this also is nichlal in the Issa. So just like if I would take medication which would bring about that he sweated up, and this is lirfu osay. So this is also. So if I can accomplish the same thing what the medication is doing, which is bringing about that he is sweating, not through medication, it also goes in the Be'itza. Now we're talking about a person is going to walk. He's not running, he's walking, but he's going to walk long enough that he'll be sweated up. So, Mikom Mokim Shori, this is permissible. Now, why is this permissible? Even the Leimuchecha Milse Shoise Kein Lersuev. That means if a person is doing a pu'ula, that everyone sees from this pu'ula, he's doing it lirfuim. So just like Chazal asked to take some medication, Chazal asked him to do these exercises, which accomplishes what the medication accomplishes, because the exercise is a dover which one sees that he's doing, and one sees he's doing it a little for Chazal also. But if I'm walking, I'm just walking, and then I'm looking around at the scenery, but I'm walking, but my intent is, I'm doing it because I want to get sweated up, and this will be my refuah. But since for my pu'ule, it is not nikel that I'm doing it with refuah, I'm walking, and I'm getting sweated up, but it is not nikah, so we'll see there's 2 days in Mishnah Berurah if this is permissible. But Chazal didn't answer it since it's not nikah that he's doing it l'refuah, and that's the shaila. For example, a machal briyim, that means like this, if a person has a sore throat, so he can take a tea and he can take chicken soup and he can take medication. But since people take teas not only for a sore throat, people eat chicken soup not only for a sore throat, even if he personally does not like tea and does not like chicken soup and he's taking it because of the sore throat, it's mutter, it's a hetagoma, because a machol briyim is eating something which people normally eat, so it's not nikah that he's doing it lirfuasai. So Chazal didn't answer this. So memele, this deal is equivalent to a machol briyim. I mean, people walk, eating Shabbos, they're looking, they're enjoying the walk, and there's some mele. So even though he knows, and the Baruch Lubavitch know why he's doing it, but this does not go into the Issa l'refuah, since it's not Nikki, he's doing it l'refuah. Yeah. Aval also, Lord Kadeshi is Chamim l'refuah. But if he's running to get sweated up, that means, so this already, this is Nikki. King in the Muchacha Milse, Vasamisham Shrika Samamonim. So this is like exercises, massages, and these things which are Nikkanet and Srifu. ויש מחמירים אפילו בטיול עם כוונוסוי להסעמל לרפואה. And others answer this. Others say, if that's his כוונוסוי, he's walking to get sweated up, it's also. And in Sharetzion, he brings down that the Loshon HaRambam is mashme, like that it's also, because the Rambam says, Ve'ein mis'amlim b'shabbos, which means different types of exercises. Oy she'yahalech ad she'yiga v'yazia. Or he should walk. So the Rambam, gosh, it seems to us a hiluch. She'osa li'yagei asat m'kidei she'yazia b'shabbos m'nei she'hu refuah. Right. So he brings down the machloikis, if this is his intent, so there are mekilim, machmirim, there she brings down Rav Nissen Karelis Asad. Now there's a merdike sharetzion, and then there's something else what there she brings down. Let's first see the sharetzion. Ve'imrot. Well, what if he's running? He does not have an appetite. That's why he's running. Now, we just, so this is a Mordechai Shaila that the Mishnah Berurah is clearing. We just said before that if a person runs, then two blocks away, someone on Adam Gadol's coming out of the Beis Medrash. If you want to see him, you'll run there, you'll be able to see him. So Memele, so that is permissible. I'm running Kedeli Sanek. Now here, so he has a Shaila in the middle of Siv Tes and Sharetzion, the second line. Vimrot. The kavanosi kidei she'etov lach. He doesn't have an appetite. So he's running in order to be mekayim vaynik Shabbos. So l'chayre the Mishibrura wants to say that this should be permissible. What's the chilek of I'm running? I want to see this Adam Gadol. And I'll see this Adam Gadol, I'll have an vaynik Shabbos. Or if I'm running to build up an appetite, so he wants to say it should be mutakim the ritual of Sarah Achille Shi Ainik Shabbos. Mikomo came Aine Mevura Leheta, the Emshe Damashu Aisa Pula is Kadeshi Toab Lechel, who Bechlau Lirfua. Could be this is Lirfua. I think the Mishnah Berura means as follows. We are not speaking about a person who right before Shabbos had a three-course meal and now he can't eat. We're speaking about a person who like everyone else, did not eat the Mechatzos Ve'ilach, and he doesn't have an appetite. And he's going to build up an appetite. So Khan Shoyal Aben, why doesn't he have an appetite? So could be there's something physically wrong with him. If he has to, then the Rebbeinu Shel put into the Tzav HaOdom, if you don't eat, normally you have an appetite. So here, the only way he'll acquire an appetite is through running. So could be this is Nichwal in Refuah. So therefore, he remains with a Tzorchim. And here in the Nirshu, he asks the Kashem, which perhaps I think is not too shver. He asks the Kash as follows. He asks the Kash, it is brought down that if a person overindulged, he's very full, and because of that, he doesn't feel good at all. And the refuah would be if he would vomit and he would throw up. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to make himself vomit by putting his finger in his throat, and he's allowed to do that. This is because the vomiting alone, even with a medication, it's only nire kerefue, so if he's not doing the medication, it's permissible. So yes, Akasha, what is the difference between there, it's mutter, and here, the Mishnah Berurah, has a thought that the running could be is nichlal in refuah. I think there's a big difference. A person who overindulged, that means like this, mitzad, his organs, his body, he has no problem eating. There's something in his body that's filling him up and is preventing him from being capable of eating again. So that's not a refuah. That means there's something that's filling up his stomach. He has a healthy stomach, not like it's so full. So he wants to get that out of his system. It's not called a refuah. He's not sick. He's just getting out something which is in him, which is preventing him to be able to continue eating. Here could be to build up an appetite, could be this is takin nichlal and refuah. That means he has an empty stomach and he still doesn't have an appetite, so it could be this is nichlal and refuah. But in Dushu he brings down another halacha. Mi shel tzorech briyusoy tzorech loleches kedalkoy koyoyim. The doctor tells him every day he should walk. This is he's not sweating, but he needs to walk. So it's a normal walk. He's making a teal. He's not going to get sweated up, but the walking is very essential for his health. He says is a double hamuta. You're allowed to walk on Shabbos. If he walks every day and he walks on Shabbos also, God, they bring down a mice. The Chazenish was a diabetic, and he used to, every day he used to make long walks in the neighborhood. God, they told us over to a doctor. He said, it's a medical condition. The Chazenish knew about it. The doctor found out about it less than the walking is good. But Al Kaponim, the Chazenish knew about it many, many years ago. So this got a very interesting story. He used to walk every day. He passed by someone's house, and someone who used to be in the yard used to see him. So he felt... the time is approaching, there won't be too much more in this world. You should do something more constructive in your life. And every day he saw him, his blood pressure went up. This man is walking away, that's all he has to do. So one day he strengthened him. So the Chazanish went over to him, and he asked him, what's the matter? He told him, listen, you're an elderly person and you should do something more constructive. And so the Chazanish asked him politely, what do you suggest? Say, kill him. Okay. Thank you. So about Kaponim, the Chazanish got the message and he changed his route. Fine, that was one mice. A month later, this person who had scrimped him, one of his craven became very ill. And so someone told him, in the neighborhood, there's Adam Gogol, the Chazenish, spoke to him, Mishesh Lechayle, Betech Beis, Ayelech, Hetzel Chochem. So he walks into the Chazenish and he sees, that's the person he scrimped on, he wanted to fall through the floor. So the Chazanish told him, don't feel bad. I started saying to him, Al Kaponim, that was the end of the mice. I mean, what the Chazanish learned with his walkings, and what we are learning Bishas, we have a safe in front of us, all of my, should be a fraction of Al Kaponim. That's him walking is a healthy experience for him. This does not go into any issa whatsoever. Now let us see Siv Gimel. Oya Hoylech, he was walking, V'igia La'amas Hamayim, and now there's a canal of some sort. Now, we had learned before, you're not allowed to jump, not allowed to skip. Yochel Lindalgoy Velikpet Saleon, he's allowed to jump over it. Afilu he rechava, afilu it's wide, shen yochel aniach ragle rishoyne, koydim sheyakir shnir. That means he can't make a psia gase. He has to skip over it. Umutiv sheyedaleg, so, but he's doing this, I was in Litzayrich, he's doing this Litzayrich, he can't, because he has, this is in his way. Mimnei mimashe yakifeno, better than walking around this whole canal. Mimnei shamar bebeiluch, because he has to, there's a lot of extra walking he'll have to do if he'll walk around this whole canal. Va'osa lavabo, so he has about two alternatives, to walk all around, which is not a Shabbos Akenyan, he's marbe behiluch. So the other eight is he can jump over it. But also lava, but he's not allowed to walk into this canal and saturate his clothing, because Chazal asked him to walk into water because he might come, after he leaves the water, he might come and squeeze out his clothing, which is, there's an Issa, the Reis of Schita, so they asked him that he should not walk into water. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah test. Mashiach Kifeno, Veheichid the Evsher Bedilo Gokfitze. What if it's, this canal is too wide, he can't jump over it? I skipped over Mishnah Berurah. Dalge Belik points. Dilug Mikri Shemamsik Raglov Bilchovet. That means he skips over it. Kvitze Veche Shekoifet Shtei Raglov Basachas. He jumps over it. So he's permitted to do this. Mimashi Yakifeno Veche Di Evshe Bedilug Kvitze Mutaloy Lahakif. So he's permitted to, so then he doesn't have this first alternative, so he's permitted to walk around, even though he's Malba Billah. I'm a lava boss, to walk through the canal and then saturate his clothing. Yes, Bezech Shash Schitem, Le Tirloi, Le Begavna, the Sif Dalin, the Sif of the only, even that it's mutter to walk in water. Directly is, that's what we'll see now in Siv Dalad. Hoyoylech Lidvar Mitzvah. He was going Lidvar Mitzvah. Kigoin. Lahagdul Pnei Rabbi to Mimikabul Ponem his Rebbe, which is Kvoid Harab. Hoy Pnei Misha Godul Mimendu Bechochme. Yochel, and here he meets up with Amas HaMayim, is Yochel Lavabo, here he's permitted to walk directly in the water. This is a Tzarech Mitzvah they were making. Belvad, but there's still a problem. He might come to be Mechal Shabbos. He might squeeze out his clothing. Belvad sheyase shinei kigoin shelo yoytzi yodoi mitachas tzvas halukoi. He holds his hands underneath his shirt. That means, so this is a simon to him, that he should keep his hands there and not squeeze out the begodim. They should yiske v'layoli they schit. Ebayin l'kamon sementayu gimel sifhei v'siv ches. V'osa laver b'sandaloi. Now if he's wearing sandals, which are loose, v'kivin de neyochel lahatke l'koshra yofim, he cannot attach them to his feet properly. Chayshin and Dil Menofel, so walking into this canal, they might slip off. And the only way he'll be able to go with these sandals, he'll have to carry them. I will be minolai, but if it's his shoes that he's wearing, so the shoes are tied properly, so there's no problem with this. Zokta Mishnah Berurah Pnei Rabbi Vodim Pnei Ovid. V'ayin b'mogen Avram shekosov di'ish v'ish yeshovin b'mitzvah hakbolas ponim. That means to be mekabel ponim apparent. V'nir adishayin edavke b'shus bailo, because So if our kibbud of the aim will interfere with our husband's ritzoinus, then she's thought of. I can name Ishagadu, Lafuki, Arab, Eitzel, Talmidai. If Arab wants to be Mekabo, Ponim, a Talmud, the also, the Imu Talmud, Shetzorich, Loi, Rabboi, Beeza, Dvorim, but if he is a Talmud, that the Rebbe needs him for certain things. Hey, mitzad chidudoi v'charifusoi. Hey, mitzad sheyesh lo shmuyis megdoilim acherim. Kosev ataz demuto loy laver beno. Then he's permitted to be over ano. Dal koponim godol hu mimenu be'ezad vom. So this is, even though he's a Talmud, but he has milus over the Rebbe. This is not different than another Dvar Mitzvah. One is permitted to return also. Should not be a deterrent. Lishma Peroisov, the Shmiras of Amoine Namavik Tas Mitzvah, Mikomokim, Leitiru Bachazor, Reinid Var Mitzvah Kolkach, Mishim Shotemarshil, Losin Lobby, Leishach Bazer, Maich Muslim, Imona, Leyochas, Alma Mine, the Gamba Vade, Leimona, Milalekas Lishma, who didn't go, even though he can't come back to the ball, Alma Mine, Laver Bamayim, Babavad, Shalayat, Siodom, Kedalel, Besib Talet.